Jarville.
And I'm Henry Herbert.
And welcome to the Healthy Bit podcast. And this podcast is designed to kind of go through practical tips, both from a science and physiotherapy point of view, but also to discuss tasty food choices and how we can make these lovely food choices at home.
Sounds brilliant. Hayley, what would be great would be to hear a bit about yourself. Why don't you tell us who you are and what you do?
So I'm a chartered physiotherapist, and I've been a physio now for over about 20 years. And I am just passionate about anything to do with the human body and things we can do to ward off any kind of chronic illnesses, and also how to get the best out of our body in terms of function, sport, and just health. And I have a couple of master's degrees. So I've got a master's in advanced physiotherapy and a master's in rehabilitation science. And my background before I became a physio was physiology. And so I was always interested in the finer microbiology before you even delve into what actually the body does. So yeah, that's my background. Henry, how about you?
Well, that's quite impressive, Hayley. That sounds like you've got a few certificates behind your name. I can't quite claim the same. I think a slightly dodgy drama A-level and an NVQ in cooking. But anyway, so a bit about myself. I'm from a family of bakers. So we run a bakery in the Southwest, which is where I currently work. But I used to be a professional chef, so did about a decade working in some pretty good kitchens in London, and I now run my own supper clubs. My kind of claim to fame was I did a TV show with my brother about 12 years ago called The Fabulous Baker Brothers. I had slightly less grey hair and not the moustache, but yeah, that was a kind of a journey of traveling around the UK and teaching people how to cook. So yeah, I've always had kind of like a lifetime passion for food. And basically, I wake up hungry and I'm just always thinking about what I'm going to eat for the next meal. And for me, food, primarily is around, is it going to taste good? I'm always thinking about whether it's, whether you're buying a piece of meat or you're going shopping, how can you get the best ingredients and then get the best out of them for the situation you're in? That's always what I'm thinking about. But actually, as I've kind of got older and, I've now got a family, you start thinking more about your kind of, you're less invincible. So you start thinking a bit more about your health and being a bit more kind of long-term. And I guess I kind of see a real kind of synergy between actually eating really good food, but actually when you're cooking good food, actually it's better for you. And so, I kind of feel kind of fairly young and fit, and I would like that to continue. So for me, kind of, it's really intertwined. Yeah, kind of eating good food, but also being good for you. And for me, I'm just, fascinated to learn from you, from a real professional with a lot of insight and knowledge around, how we can, look after ourselves, because, I'm interested in being fit and healthy for the long run.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm hoping to bring a couple of decades of clinical experience and knowledge to you, Henry, and hopefully by the end of our podcast, I might have even turned you into a scientist by the
end. I'm here for it.
And that's it. I love, one of my passions is just to make science and physio accessible to everybody. So I'm a director and physio practice owner called Berry Physio over here in Suffolk, but obviously my reach is just locally, but people do often come and travel to see me in clinic, and that could be all across the UK just for various specialisms, but it's nice to be able to put it into a nice way through the podcast with yourself, Henry, to kind of get the best out of both worlds. So the best out of our food with your expertise on how to get the best out of the flavours and what interesting menus and things we can actually create and rustle up in the kitchen, so we all feel like that professional chef. But also adding in maybe some scientific approaches from my side, just talking about what other choices we could make or add to that, and what else we could do with our body to get the best out of it. And as you said, we want to age well, and we all really strive to live as long as possible, but that's no good if you don't live a healthy life and also injury free. So we want to have the best life we possibly can, so we're looking for that quality in our food and quality of life as we live. And we've all got young families maybe, and we're all busy. And so I would also like to just try and bring in some quick, fast and practical tips that can help people to do that.
Definitely. For me, it feels like I'm, starting on a bit of a journey, because, one thing, it's going to be great just chatting to you and talking about all sorts of different topics. And I know that you've got a whole list of subjects that we're going to be, starting the show off with. And I'm really excited to get into them. And then, and obviously, you know, how I can intertwine food within into that and, you know, kind of make it the full kind of the full package. But actually for myself, I'm just really fascinated to learn, you know, from you, Hayley, and picking up some tips and, you know, things that I can do better. Cause you know, I'm guilty for, you know, sitting at a desk and, you know, not stretching properly in the morning. And, you know, there's probably things in my lifestyle that actually I could change and, you know, actually get some real benefits. So, you know, maybe more down the kind of prevention rather than like coming in with a problem, but actually, you know, we're not invincible, are we? And there's things that we can actively do to, you know, give ourselves a fighting chance to, you know, continue living an active and healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely. And we're going to have a whole range of interesting topics, Henry, and maybe some, if people are listening, they might want to also send us some ideas that they'd like us to cover. Right. Obviously, I can talk for ages about all the different things that I see in clinic, and with your side as well, Henry, we'll be talking about how to make some of these lovely foods. But if people want to actually email us in or message us, I believe you helped set up the Healthy Fit Instagram page, didn't you, Henry? Do you want to tell us?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, so I guess we'll have it on all the socials, you know, kind of Spotify, YouTube, etc., Twitter. But yeah, we do have the Healthy Bit on Instagram. So yeah, post us, send us a DM. I guess it's, you know, it's, we're just, you know, this is, you know, like I said, it's a bit of a journey and we'll just see where it goes. But I think, you know, that piece around the, you know, if you're looking after yourself from a kind of physical point of view, but actually it's really important, the food that you put in as well. And obviously, like, I know that when I've tried to do like a diet and it's been really restrictive, or it's been, I don't know, we once did the cabbage diet and it was dreadful and I felt awful. And I didn't know why I was doing it. Just someone said it was a good idea. And so I think we had a go. And actually for me, it's about sustainability over the long term. So like, you know, if you're going to make these choices or you're going to do these things, they've got to be enjoyable, because otherwise you're not going to do them, are you? You're just going to give up after a week and then go back to your old ways. And yeah, so I'm really interested to learn my kind of take on food and about making things taste nice and, you know, kind of, and, you know, cooking with the seasons or cooking from scratch or cooking with your kids or, you know, all these different things. Yeah. And actually, how can we optimize that so it's, you know, had a few from a health point of view. And my kind of hope is that what I'm already doing, I'm not going to have to deviate too far, it's interesting to learn the science along the way as well, because, you know, maybe just like a little tweak here or a little change there could actually have a big impact, particularly, you know, maybe not for me, but maybe for, you know, someone listening here, you know, might have a specific, you know, condition or something that actually just a few little changes could really help them. And I think that's, you know, well, that's great knowledge to learn, isn't it?
And, exactly. And the consistency is key, as you said. So covering different topics and different chronic illnesses, you know, we can delve into all kinds of injuries and conditions that we see, things that we often come across as we age, and how to either try and prevent them or how we can live with them better. And just giving those little tips throughout your day, which doesn't have to then be a complete headache to try to change your life. Yeah. Just little easy, quick things that can make all the difference, and explaining why that is so important to do. So, yeah, it's going to be a really interesting conversations coming up with the two of us. And we can't wait to get stuck into these episodes, can't we, Henry?
Definitely. Can't wait. Bring it on.
And if people would like copies of either the food menus and descriptions that Henry talks about, he will share some of the menus and recipes on his site. And equally, I'll do the same with the exercises or advice from a physio perspective as well, and they'll be shared through our respective sort of business sites as well. So yeah, brilliant. Lots to talk about and lots to get stuck into. So check out the next episode coming up very soon, everyone.
Cheers, Hayley.